music on your local station. It's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Bolito. Happy Friday, 7:30 on the dot, and welcome, welcome. If you're just tuning in, you're catching the morning show. Mike in the morning, filling in for Dave today, and getting into a really cool catch-up interview in a sense, because I've got two lovely ladies in the studio that I haven't seen for too long, and we're about to dive into a chat about a really cool thing on the cards for Mandela Day, just around the corner. July is almost here, and if you are wondering, What can I do over the school holidays period to keep me and my kid active and engaged? Well, this thing ticks the boxes, I think. But hey, let my guests tell you all about it. On the microphones, microphone number one, we have occupational therapist extraordinaire Rachel Carey, well respected and known in our local KZN North Coast bubble. Rachel, welcome back on a Friday. It's lovely to have you on the radio. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me here today. It's so good to be back and to see you and be here in studio with you.
Man, and we're in good company. Alongside you, it's Yogi extraordinaire, amongst many other things. And Helen Weaver is in the house on the other microphone. Helen, how are you today?
Really good, thanks, Mike. I was looking forward to hear how I was going to be introduced.
Well, you know, I thought I'd just pick one label for
extraordinaire
now.
Extraordinaire is a good word.
And the last time you were both here in studio, we were talking about a really awesome creative collaboration that had brought you both together. It was called The Little Gecko. He's still going strong, by the way. But for those that might have missed that earlier chat and the history behind The Little Gecko, what is The Little Gecko, Reggie?
Okay, so backstory. It was COVID. It had just been sort of declared lockdown. And I was doing quite a bit of running at the time. And, of course, we all could no longer do our running. Running around the house, around the garden. It didn't do it for me. So I took out my yoga mat, and I hadn't done that much yoga for quite some time, and started doing yoga again. And it was just so amazing to sort of reconnect with that. And at the same time, my sister, who actually lives in France, she's an artist, and she was doing these beautiful illustrations. And I said to her, gosh, Bex, you should do a children's book. And she's like, well, get me a story, I'll do a book. And, you know, there was all this fear at the time because of COVID, and no one knew what was going to happen and how bad it was. And so I was like, well, we need a children's story for bravery. We need something for bravery for children. And then there was this sort of idea of yoga and children's story and bravery, and so I contacted my good friend Helen, and I was like, "Hells, we've got to create something out of this." So between the three of us, we created a story of the little gecko, and the little gecko's story is about bravery. He loses his tail, and he thinks he has to go off on a journey to find it. So off he goes, and he meets these characters along the way, and those are all different yoga postures. So, you know, each character he meets has a movement with it. And we turned it into this amazing children's yoga, social emotional learning and yoga group. Well, yeah, sensory motor development group. And it was really amazing. We did it at holiday clubs for a few times. And then actually, quite amazingly, we had a project that's happening out in the Drakensberg that works with 60 ECD centers. And they were like, this is really awesome. Like, we really want something like this for our kids. So we rolled it out there. And it's amazing. They're all these tiny little kids. We've had it translated into Zulu as well. It's this beautiful book and this amazing affirmation, you are brave and you are strong. And just seeing these little kids saying it every day and getting into their bodies. And yeah, it's been quite a journey. Anyway, last year we brought out our second one, which is The Little Caterpillar.
So I haven't met The Little Caterpillar yet. I'm excited to get to know her. And Helen, is there a complement of yoga postures to go along with the story as well?
There's actually quite a few. So we wanted to give so Little Caterpillar also goes on the same journey, and well, not the same journey. It's not
she goes on her own journey.
Her own journey, yes. And she meets characters along the way. And we added quite a few yoga poses. So they've got sometimes the teachers get a little bit overwhelmed, but the point was to to give them something to pick and choose from.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some really fun ones in there.
But this is so great. So, I mean, the original experiment was, you know, you had this amazing story and then you turned it into this holiday club, and you actually got kids living out this, moving through the story and embodying these characters, and then, you know, connecting emotions to the physical. And it was, by all accounts, it was a really great experience for everyone involved. And you thought maybe to do something now for the little caterpillar to sort of bring back that experiential thing, and maybe get the moms involved as well this time around. What do you think? Am I getting it right?
Yeah, you're getting it right. So we actually started locally with Little Gecko, and as I said, doing it as holiday clubs, and we had some amazing feedback. I mean, we had one little girl. Oh, she was so terrified about going to school, and we did she loved the holiday club. It was a 3-day holiday club. We did 3 mornings, and the mom fed back to us, and she said, gosh, it's so easy now in the car. We sit there and we say, you are brave and you are strong, and we remember Little Gecko's bravery. And so it was really so lovely. Mm. And then when we shifted it all to, you know, it's such a passion project for us to see these kids out in Drakensberg, and, you know, it's exposure to literacy as well. It's written in rhyme. So it's great for language development. And so we kind of, I've only done it out that side. So Little Caterpillar, we've never bought locally.
It's time.
So we thought, well, let's, we've got a holiday coming up, and so let's offer it. But we're doing it slightly differently this time. And I think, you know, as an occupational therapist, something I see so often is that parents aren't very confident often in how to play with their children. And I was even saying to my 7-year-old the other day, I was saying, you know, sometimes adults forget how to play. We forget what's playful, and we come at it from a sort of very adult perspective. So Helen and I were chatting about that, and we thought, well, what about if we do a session where it's you and your kid? What about you and your child come along, and we teach you how to bring the story alive for your child, and we teach you the yoga postures so you can go and do them with your child. You can continue this. And you know, it's great to do as a holiday club. It's lots of fun with just the kids there. But we wanted to give something more. We wanted it to be around connection with your child. This special moment. I mean, storytelling is so important for child development, as is movement. Movement is probably the single most important thing for mental health. And I think the stats globally are on our sort of 1 in 5 children will not get through childhood without a mental health diagnosis.
Sure.
So getting children into their bodies and mindful of how their bodies are moving from a young age is so important. And if we can do it with them and make it playful and make it light and fun, it's a real passion for Helen and I. So
I literally wrote a post about that. Like, if you want to get out of you've got to move to shift energy.
Yeah.
So it's not only for kids, it's absolutely for grown-ups as well. We really do need to remember, get out the head.
Yeah. And that's the thing, I think, as grown-ups, we get really stuck in our head. And so often when we're trying to connect with our children, it is at this very cerebral kind of level. It's this very like, and what color is that? You know?
Exactly.
And that's not how children are. They do more explorative play. We do what's called exploitative thinking. So we have a set thing in mind and we go towards it. Whereas children are explorative. They try multiple options even when they know the correct option, which is a really great developmental thing. Because if you hold that in mind, you have to think about the fact that when you play with your child, it needs to be explorative. And movement is one of the best ways, moving our bodies. I mean, and this is why dance is so good, and you know, music is so good. These things all involve synchrony, and synchrony is also a huge part of human development. I mean, we've done things in synchrony together for as long as humans have been around, you know. And as kids, you think of, I don't know if you used to do it, Helen, but those games, those clapping games as a young girl,
where you'd clap together,
and the joy of it is the synchrony.
To get it right.
Yeah, it's about doing it together. There's no other outcome that you want. It's just about the joy of the synchrony together. So we thought, like, getting mums or dads, if they're keen as well, mums and kids, and we thought we're sort of 3 to 6-year-olds is really where the story is mainly aimed.
Okay.
Bring your yoga mat along. Don't worry if your kid doesn't have one. All our kids in Drakensberg are not doing it on mats.
No.
I can guarantee you that.
We're looking at, is it for Mandela Day, Friday the 18th of July? This is when we're setting it on the calendar for.
Yes, so Friday, 18th of July, and we wanted to link it with Mandela Day just because it's such a beautiful day of giving back as well. So we kind of, it was an idea of bringing it in here so we could share it. And 9:30 to 10:30 at FitPod here in Lifestyle. And we would love for, if you can, to bring a gently used, go through the toys with your kids and bring something gently used so we can pass it on to Kanyisile Project up in the Drakensberg. And we also have Zulu Books.
Fantastic. So you can, if you want to purchase a book and donate that as well to the project.
Yeah. So so as I said, we were very fortunate to get the book, the Little Gecko book, translated into Zulu. And we had a donor who has sponsored. So the whole, sort of all the ECD centers in the Drakensberg have got that book. But we've connected with two local organizations who do reading in our local ECDs.
Oh, cool.
And we've still got a few books. So we thought, well, for Mandela Day, we'll sell them at cost price. And if you want to, you can bring, you can just come play with Zappa and you can donate a book to one of these local organizations. And it's quite amazing because most of the children at these ECD centers will have never had their own book, and they certainly will never have had their own book in their own language. So it really is quite a gift. And to have a book so beautifully illustrated with the story of bravery, and that can then go on to be something that they can connect with their parents about. So,
And just a thing about the Zulu, the guy who translated the Zulu, he's actually been translating the Grimm's fairy tales.
Oh, really?
And all this. So he's phenomenal, and he managed to rhyme them because, I mean, Rachel's downplaying her skills, but she did like rhyming couplets. For Little Gecko. I mean, phenomenal. Wow. So it's really easy to read and fun, and you can remember it, right? Because it's got this rhyming couplet. Mm. But he managed to do it in Zulu.
That's
so
brilliant.
It's very, very precious.
It's such a cool I mean, this whole thing is a cool story.
Yeah.
These books are amazing stories. And if you want to add them to your library as well, well, they'll be available on the day. I'm guessing
bring your zapper, and
set the date Friday the 18th of July. Time again, Helen?
9:30 to 10:30.
Just an hour.
Just an hour.
It's going to be phenomenal, though.
Yeah.
And look out for the detail. We'll have the poster up on the Life and Style 88 FM socials today. I'm putting you under pressure. Can I get it?
Yes. It's going to be up today. I think we're going to have limited spots because we are having parents and kids. So do sign up. We'll put a link on there for a Google form. So sign up so that we know you're coming and we can keep your space because, I don't know how many we can fit in there.
It's going to
crowd
be
control.
Really special. I can see there's going to be demand for more of these. But I know it's you guys are so busy that to get you together in one space, that's the real trick. And it's going to be something really to remember for mom or dad and little one between the ages of 3 and 6. That's the age group this is really going to resonate with, and it's going to be super, super, super. Thanks for thinking about this and putting your heads together and creating these stories and the program to go along with it, ladies. I think this is just the kind of thing we want to celebrate and put a spotlight on. More people need to know about it. And I believe there's another story even in the pipeline that we'll be talking about very soon. Another character to accompany Gecko and Caterpillar. So keep your ears peeled right here on Radio Life and Style. We'll be following the story with anticipation. And we'll see you on Mandela Day. What do you
Brilliant.
Say?
Brilliant.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
You
Thank
heard
you.
It here. My special guests, Rachel Carey and Helen Weaver, bringing stories to life and looking to connect with you on Friday the 18th of July at FitPod at the Lifestyle Center in Balito. Come and join us.